see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hey, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus Bible study for tonight. On this, what is this, Wednesday night? Wednesday night. Well, we got hot today in the broadcast, 4 to 6 broadcast. I'll continue it on tomorrow, 4 to 6. Tribulation seems to be the big rise today, and who's in control of the world government that's approaching? So many. They think they got the idea. And every time I think I do, I learn something new. That the Jesuits in control. No. The Jesuits are being controlled by the Roman Illuminati. Not even the Jews. Pepe Orsini is a gray pope. The gray pope controls the black pope. The black pope is higher than the white pope. Problem is, are all three popes are all three Jesuits. That's a problem. That's kind of heavy barreling it, we call it. But the papacy has been infiltrated a long time ago by the Illuminati. That's why they came up with what's called the Gray Pope, Pepe Orsini. Orsini, you find, is one of the Zoroastrianism, a Roman Illuminati's insider, 13 groups. Outside 13 are the cover. Bundys and Rockefellers and Rothschild and all that. They want you to know all that. Satan has an inner circle and an inner circle and inner circle. It all comes down to him and fallen angels. It's very simple. And that means they lose. I keep emphasizing that on my broadcasts and Bible studies because there's so much fear being generated out there. On the highest level, people start to lose track of it. And the what they call shills or trolls, etc., is really hitting it hard. The Jesuits created Islam. The basis of Freemasonry is Muslim. And you accept the Quran when you are a Shriner. That's very true. It's all part of it. Albert Pike said that Satan and Jesus are both gods. Lucifer is a different one. Night and day. Vatican worship the sun and Islamists worship the new moon. It's all the same agenda. Absolutely correct. I don't care. They still lose. No matter how you look at it, how you turn the worm, this is how it works. Tonight, I'm going to start talking some more about the Bible, King James Bible, and why it is the only true Word of God. And so, they have so many, 327 plus Bibles, all come from one source. All of them. And they got so much deception. It is amazing. But don't let them fool you. Because I got some folks that's telling me stuff like the Illuminati is a scapegoat for the Vatican. Man, they got this so backwards, man, it's not even funny. Not even funny. They got the whole thing backwards, and I think it's because they're called what's called trolls, they call them, to try to fool you. And if you get caught up in it, you will be fooled. But the Vatican is nothing more than a fall guy for the Illuminati. The Illuminati are Italian insiders. Breakspear, Aldobrandina, Chagi, Orsini, Medici. They've controlled everyone from Michelangelo to Leonardo da Vinci. Lincoln, at one time, he pulled out of him. That's why he got killed. Bismarck of Germany. Plato, Aristotle, Thomas Paine. I mean, every part of our history of mankind has been infiltrated by these satanic organizations, groups, secret societies. The Illuminati is real. They control it. But guess what? The Illuminati, although controlling the Vatican, the Illuminati themselves are nothing more than mere slaves to a much higher hierarchy that I've talked about before. The Jesuits are expendable, no matter who it is. Pepe Orsini, of the Orsini Italian insiders, controls the papacy. The White Pope is a show guy. Black Pope is the murderer, Dolfo Nicholas. He handles the assassins of the Jesuits who comes in to your science, education, politics, military. Like seven different areas, you put Jesuits there. You know that Castro was a seven-year Jesuit? You know that Billy Graham is a Jesuit? 33rd degree Mason? You'll be so shocked and surprised to find how many people are involved in this that pretend to be otherwise. I got pictures of him receiving a Jesuit certificate. He is a 33rd degree Mason. Been playing that role for 40 years. Then he came out of his closet in 1990s. Like Copeland, Hagee, Hagen, Crouch, Dollar, Brazier, T.D. Jakes, Benny Hinn, every single one of them, Pat Robinson, Chuck Missler, all of them are either members of the Council of National Policy or the Council of Foreign Relations or that communistic National Council of Churches. Used to be Federal Council of Churches. Family, you're surrounded, but they're surrounded by angels that's going to step on their head at Armageddon, and the thousand-year millennium reign will be with Jesus Christ in Jerusalem. And that's exactly what's going to happen. It's a promise from God himself. So, y'all got a choice. Are you going to join? Because it's coming around. He's letting you know the signs. Well, now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And I want to talk tonight, see how far I get with what makes the Bible so special. And God's preserved his words, lesson, well, we'll call it lesson three, and why the King James Bible is the perfect word of God. And there's no refuting it. Denying it, it's easy. Refuting it, you won't do it. There's a big difference there. You can deny that you was ever born. If you want to, you can deny whatever you want to deny. Anytime you want to deny it. But proving it's another thing. Same thing with the King James Bible. They'll never prove otherwise until the falling away. And that's what we're told. There's no such thing as four blood moons. There have been four blood moons every year for the past hundreds and hundreds of years since the darn moon was up there. So what makes it different? Well, they can use technology like HARP, supernatural, whiz-bang, smoke and mirrors that Satan can use. HARP technology. And when God allows them latitude, they can make things happen. It's only because we pull away from God that gives them latitude to operate. So they can claim like Jonathan Kahn and all these other con jobs and Hagee and all the rest of them can claim this is going to happen on this day because they're connected to the Illuminati. And when the Illuminati gets the okay, gets the latitude to operate, sure they can predict it because they're the ones in the planning process. Goodness sakes alive. That's how it works. You'll not find four blood moons mentioned in the Bible. You'll find one, but you won't find four. And they're fake tribulation, they're fake Armageddon, and they're fake end times events will fool a lot of people, even the very elect, if it were possible. Let's dedicate the broadcast and let's get moving. Talk about the Word of God because the Word of God is being attacked, something awful. So is the name of Jesus, not Yeshua, not Yahuwah, whatever, but Jesus Christ is his name, and Jehovah. Not Yahweh. Yahweh, the tetragrammaton spelled backwards, Yahweh is Satan. They're not telling you that now, are they? Oh, it's getting really ugly. But it was expected, though. Lord, we come today before you tonight in prayer. We dedicate, Father, this broadcast tonight, this Bible study tonight. Father, tonight we pray you give us wisdom, discernment. We lift up to you, Lord, our prayer, our sins. We put them all upon the cross. Those sins, Father, that we don't remember, Father, you bring to us that we can lay them up and announce them to you, Lord. We can renounce them. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will come down upon us all and lead us in the right path. Lead us tonight too, Lord, with your wisdom and discernment to give to us, that, Father, we can share the gospel and how the Word of God is the only true Word of God of the King James Bible. And, Lord, to open our hearts and minds. Father, we pray for our veterans. We pray for our citizens that are contemplating the suicide that's being orchestrated. Father, we pray that you'll cover the blood of Jesus around us. And those, Father, that you know their hearts, you protect them from this suicide demonic entities. Father, protect them from the psychotropic drugs and the children from these drugs that are being shoved down in them. This false ADHD and all these attacks upon our children. Father, we pray for veteran citizens, our children. Father, that they're being sought after, targeted for these sacrifices coming up in this October, November, in these Satan days, in these churches, Father, to bring the awareness of how Satan operates in the churches. Father, because they don't know. We pray, Father, for the rest of this week. We pray that you'll bring us into wisdom, discernment for the broadcast and the Bible studies. And, Father, expand our minds with your discernment and wisdom. Father, that's why we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, if you get strong in the word and in your prayer, you'll be able to handle these deceptions that's coming. It's going to hit you hard. I'm going to tell you right now. The Facebook and the YouTube and all this, the trolls, as they call them, the shills, the Calvinists and all these others that are trying to show you the tribulations are now or have already happened, and those trying to deceive or hitting them hard. And family, this is at the highest level, from Hagee, Mark Blitz, and a whole line of them. I'm talking the highest level. The Osteens and the Benny Hinn's, all of TBN, these are Freemasons. Eastern Stars, Palin. I mean, all of them. They're either members of the Council of National Policy, Knights of Malta. I mean, it just goes and goes. And they're so good at fooling people. Very good. They say all the patriotic things and all the, I love my country and all that, and they're liars. They are, absolutely. Your Knights of Malta, former military men, they're taking a blood oath to kill their fellow patriots. Man, this is massive. And it doesn't matter whether you knew them in high school, college, command staff school, doesn't matter. If they're a secret society member, you're marked off their list. Because Lucifer's got a hold of them. They're different people now. That's the part of it. Because they've renounced Jesus Christ. No matter what they say. If they say otherwise, they're lying. Because you go ahead and read the actual oath of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and Rhodes Scholar. Read that oath and the Jesuit, and you tell me no. Like General Boykin. He's a chancellor already. Second one since, I think, Hitler. This guy's high level. Hitler, one of Hitler's generals. A lot of you military people, Joint Chief of Staff, Council of Foreign Relations, are Rhodes Scholars. Immediately, they're traitors because the oath they take is against you. Now, don't take my word for anything. Challenge everything I say. Everything I say, you challenge it. Don't believe anything I tell you, but challenge it. Find out for yourself. Whatever it takes to find the truth, no matter what. And sometimes, be careful what you look for. You might find it. And the truth, when you find it, may be what you not want to hear. But that's why they hide it. But beware that the Illuminati themselves are bringing out the truth about themselves, and the Vatican is showing you that Jesus is not the one. That's what they're talking about now. They're showing you that the Word of God is not trustworthy. They're showing you the evil of the Illuminati. The Illuminati is, of themselves. You say, well, that don't make sense. It's not logical. Uh-huh. Well, the reason they're doing it is because of the dialectic. Now they're showing you the evil underbelly. So if you hear that, see the evil underbelly, well, that means that this other must be the good thing, the New World Order. Of world peace must be good, because now they're showing us the evil. The Illuminati has been defeated. They've been driven away. The reptilian, whatever, has been defeated in space, and so forth and so on. The bankers have been running on, they're on the run, and we've made arrests, and all this, all that nonsense is coming. That's what it is, nonsense. Oh, they'll have fall guys. They always do. A dime a dozen. Like Eric Holder, Bernanke. They're all fall guys. I mean, they can be replaced in a second. So the president of the United States, he's nothing, man. Nothing whatsoever. Follows the script. They all follow Lucifer. Know the Bible. Put it in your heart, because one day it's not going to be under your hand. It's got to be in your heart. And put Jesus there. See, Christianity is a pagan religion. Jesus Christ, the King James Bible, is not based on Christianity. Christianity comes from Constantine, who was a pagan. It's the Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, the ancient mystery schools of religion. The cover of it, like a icing on an old cake. The old cake is the New Age movement. The isms I just mentioned, it goes back thousands of years, Egypt, so forth. I've told you the story about that, of how Constantine came in and created this religion, because all of our holidays, I mean all of them, are based on pagan roots with a Christian flavor on top. And that's going to go back to the New Age movement, which is what it was originally. From Nimrod, Zoroastrianism, Mithraism, Shamanism, etc. This is going to strip off the skin of the snake. Islam, of course, is like it. Why? Because the Vatican created Islam. The Jesuits created Islam, for goodness sakes, in the 6th century. They trained Muhammad, the prophet, from 6 years old to 25 years old. In an arranged marriage, he married Qajana, something like that, a wealthy Arab lady who was raised in a nunnery, and she is 45 years old. He was 25. She was 40 in arranged marriage after they trained them both. And Muhammad the prophet is in the bloodline of Ishmael. He's also in the bloodline through King Edward IV, I believe. He's also in the bloodline of Queen Elizabeth II all the way through. How about that? Tribe of Dan, 13th tribe. Oh boy, it gets deeper, deeper, deeper. But that don't matter. They lose anyway. So Christianity believes and on the outside teaches that the Bible alone is a revealed word of God. King James Bible specifically. Only two Bibles ever been written. One from Antioch and one from Alexandria, Egypt. Well, actually the scrolls and scripts of Antioch to the Alps to hands of King James and 47 translators by 1604 is kept hidden the whole time in the Alps during the Dark Ages. The ultimate author is God Almighty. This claim is not invented by the church, but it's a claim of the Bible that makes for itself. The word of the Lord endures forever. 1 Peter, if you go to 1 Peter, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. See, all scripture is God-breathed. 2 Timothy 3:16. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God that spake as though they were moved by the Holy Ghost. 2 Peter 1, verse 21. Over 2,000 times in the Old Testament by itself, there's clauses such as, and God spoke to Moses. The word of the Lord came unto Jonah. God said, moreover, the Bible, all the words, God said, the Lord came unto Jonah, God spoke to Moses. It tells you. You know, the Bible claims to be the record of the words and deeds of God. So the Bible views itself as God's word. So the mere fact that the Bible claims to be the word of God does not prove it such. For there's other books that make similar claims. So the difference is that the scriptures contain convincing evidence as being the word of God. Never refuted. Never contradicted. One reason that the Bible is different from other books is its unity. Now the scripture I just sounded, in case somebody's listening and copying it down, I'll say it again. 1 Peter 1 verse 25. 2 Timothy 3:16. 2 Peter 1, verse 21 are the scriptures I'm using. You know, one reason that the Bible is different is its unity from Old Testament to New Testament. So the book was composed by men, obviously. And the unity reveals the hand of the Almighty, though. Because some of them didn't even know each other. The Bible was written over a period of 1,500 years. By more than 40 different human authors. And these authors came from different backgrounds. Joshua is a military general. Daniel was a prime minister. Peter was a fisherman. Nehemiah was a cupbearer. Can you imagine Joshua, who's a military general, being told by God to march around Jericho and blow the trumpets? Frequency vibration, I'd say. Wouldn't he argue with God and say, what? That's not going to do anything. I got to attack the walls. That's not what happened. He was obedient, and God brought the walls down to him. You know, the authors of the Bible, the various books, wrote in different places. The wilderness, Moses. Prison was Paul and John. Exile on the island of Patmos was John. The writings in the Bible were composed on three different continents. Africa, Asia, and Europe. Three different languages. Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, and Latin. Actually, four. Into English and Greek. You know, the contents of the Bible dealt with controversial subjects, to say the least. Yet the Bible is a unit. From Genesis to Revelation. Like today, when I was talking about the tribulation, you have to have the book of Daniel to understand the book of Revelation. If you don't, you can't understand it. Doesn't make sense. There's some disunity in the book of Revelation. Because there's some things left out. Yeah, they're contained in Daniel. So you got to know Daniel, Isaiah, and the Revelation to really get an idea about the end times. It's done that way on purpose. Yet the Bible's a unit from beginning to end. But there's one unfolding story of God's plan of salvation. And this for mankind. And this salvation is through the person of Jesus Christ. Like it says, John 14:6, and Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. How do you twist that? You know, Jesus himself testifies that he was the theme of the entire Bible. Search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? John 5:39, John 5:46. And 47. Somewhere else Jesus said in Luke 24:27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:44. He said to them, these are the words which I spake unto you, which I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, in the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. You know, the Old Testament is simply the preparation. Isaiah 40:3. You go to Isaiah, Forty verse three. the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. The gospel is the manifestation. John 1:29. In John 1:29, the last day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Hey, there you go. And the book of Acts is a propagation. Go to Acts by Luke, Acts 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria unto the uttermost part of the earth. So the epistles, gives the explanation, Colossians 1:27. That was awkward, gang. That was awkward. Colossians 1:27, the epistles. God, I can't say it. Oh, I guess I had too much coffee today. To whom God would make known that the riches of his glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the book of Revelation is a consummation. In Revelation 1, verse 7, behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. The Bible is all about Jesus. The book of Enoch's not. Not written by Enoch anyway. Book of Jasher. None of the Gnostics are. They lie anyway. The entire Bible is a unity with which each part needs the other to be complete. You had Dr. W.F. Albright. He said, I quote, to the writers of the New Testament, the Hebrew Bible was Holy Scripture, and they were the direct heirs of its prophets. It is, according, quite impossible to understand the New Testament without recognizing that its purpose was to supplement and explain the Hebrew Bible. Any attempt to go back to the sources of Christianity without accepting the entire Bible as our guide is doomed to failure. That was cited by Roger Forster and Paul Marston. And That's a Good Question by page 67. You know that at least anybody think that this isn't special, something marvelous and amazing how that Bible works. I'd like to give you the challenge to find 10 people from your area having similar backgrounds and speak the same language and all from basically the same culture. Then separate them and ask them to write their opinion on only one controversial subject, such as the meaning of life or whatever. When they finish, compare the conclusions of these 10 writers. Do you think they're going to agree? No. But the Bible did not consist of merely 10, but 40. It's not written in one generation, but over a period of 1,500 or 1,600 years, somewhere in there. Not by authors with the same education or culture, language, but with vastly different education. Many different cultures, 3 different continents, 3 different languages. And finally, not just one subject, but hundreds. Shakespeare had nothing to do with it. Sir Francis Bacon didn't have anything to do with it. The Vatican didn't have anything to do with it. But men, as they were moved by the Holy Spirit, had a lot to do with it. And yet the Bible's complete unity. No contradictions. Complete harmony. This cannot be explained by coincidence or collusion. The unity of the Bible is a strong argument in favor of divine inspiration. But they can deny that. They can deny anything they want, you see. but they can't prove otherwise. There's a difference there. The unity of the scriptures is only one reason among many which supports the Bible's claim to be the divine word of Almighty God. Testimony of the early church, the witness of history, archaeology, evidence of changed lives throughout the centuries, just to name but a few. But the unity is number one. And the great archaeologist, they call him W.F. Albright, concluded, I quote, "The Bible towers in content above all earlier religious literature, and it towers just as impressively over subsequent literature in the direct simplicity of its message and the Catholicity of its appeal to men of all lands and times." You'll find that in the Christian Century, November 1958. No other book has these credentials. No other book even comes close. England had two books, the Bible and Shakespeare. England made Shakespeare, but the Bible made England. Victor Hugo said that. You know, they tried to attack after the Vatican murdered almost 100,100 people in the St. Bartholomew massacre of French Huguenots, Christians, Bible-believing Christians. 1,100. Woo, that's a lot of people, man. That's a lot of people in 1 week. That's a lot of people. Because they're Bible believers. That's documented. And then they targeted England soon after. Bad move. Almost 90% of the ships, of Spanish ships, by the Jesuits that was going to attack England, was sunk by a major, major storm. And the English guns and the ships cleaned up the rest. They never made it back home. The entire fleet was destroyed because God had other plans. And you're worried about the tribulations? You worried about Ebola, all this fear-mongering nonsense? Well, people are going to die. There's no question about that eventually. Civil war will happen eventually. Peace and prosperity will come. That's temporary. You all know that. Only Jesus at Armageddon. That's it. No other way. Are we close? Yeah, I'd say we're close. Real close. But why is the King James Bible the perfect word of God? Well, I gave you some ideas there. But it's also has preserved his word. He has preserved his word. When they try to put away the King James Bible, I say, okay, well, you calling God a liar? Well, of course not. Okay. He promised to preserve his word. So you tell me, what is his word then? And they go different directions when they try to answer that question. Some of them that's seasoned won't answer it because they know you got them. Any Bible they mention, they don't know how much you know. If you know about all the Bibles, you know how the Bibles came about, they give you a Bible, you can destroy it every time. Psalms 12, 6 to 7. Psalms 12, 6 and 7. The word of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. Did God lie? No. He preserved them. From the time they finished writing in 90 A.D., collected in Antioch. The Vaudois and the Waldenese took him to the Alps, hid throughout the Dark Ages. Only the Vatican had the corrupted versions, translated the English to Latin, into Latin, Erasmus, Tyndale, Wycliffe, back into English. Latin Vulgate came through Jerome, translated back. It just goes and goes. God's on top of it. Long story short, I'm not going to that tonight. See, God's words are so important to him that he tells us he will preserve them. And God promised to keep the inspired text safe without error of loss. Psalms 119, 89. Psalms 119, verses 89. Well, that's interesting. That doesn't pop up. It means 8 and 9. Let's go to 119, 8 and 9. See what happens. That's snafu there. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me utterly. Beth, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way by taking heed there according to thy word? If you go to Peter 1:25, 1 Peter 1:25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. It's without error or loss. Matthew 5:18. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. He promises us that his word will be fulfilled. And that's what we're talking about, the end times events. You know that even the Antichrist, there's like 47 prophecies of the Antichrist that must be fulfilled. And so you look at these prophecies of the Antichrist, for example, and you'll find out as you whittle it down, who isn't the Antichrist? Because nobody's going to know who he is until he pops up. Let's try that again. 119. I'm in a little trouble here. That's curious. Oh, I see what happened. Oh, I was right. Oh, no wonder. Boy, that's Psalms 119, man. That thing goes forever. I don't know what I was looking at. Wow. Psalms 119:89, Lamed, forever, O Lord, the word is settled in heaven. That's amazing. You ever read Psalm 119? It goes forever on that one. Almost 147. You know that God put these exact same words in Mark 13:31 and Luke 21:33. That's how important these words are of God in Matthew 24:35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's also Mark and Luke. Isaiah 30, verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table. Note in a book that it may be for the time to come forever and ever. You know, God promised to preserve his words forever. And he promised that not one single letter would be lost. I think God's able to keep his promises. He did. Now, just how important are his words, for example? Let's go Psalms again, 138, verse 2. In Psalms 138, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for my loving kindness, for the truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. So God's words are very important to him. Oh no, you worship the Bible, not Jesus. It's like, what? He is the word. In Job 23:12. You go to Job 23:12. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. That's called fasting, pretty much. Job was right. God's words are more important than the food we need to live. You think people are going to believe that today? That's where the proof is in the fasting. I started to say the pudding. That wouldn't be the case, would it? The proof would be in the fasting. Food keeps us alive for a day, but God's word will keep us alive forever. Do you think that that might come of him handy during the days of famine? That they will be tested in the future. So what have we talked about so far? God gave his words to mankind, which means that God inspired his words. God kept his words safe through all the ages without error or loss, which means that God preserved his words. So now you got to ask, it begs the question, how did he do it? First of all, in books, Deuteronomy 31:24. So when you go by scripture, they got to argue the Bible. If you don't, they argue your opinion. So if they go by the Bible, they got to argue with God. Hey, it takes off your shoulders. And it came to pass when Moses had made an end of the writing, the words of this law in a book, until they were finished. He preserved it. That's one half of the Torah. Is your Old Testament. That's where it stops. First five books, that is. And verse 26. In Deuteronomy 31:24, 31:26. Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there for witness against thee. Conviction, I hear. See, the Lord that had Moses write his words in a book, put it in a safe place, so his words would be read and copied faithfully by future generations. So in Isaiah 30 verse 8, I'm going to load you down with scriptures now. Is that okay? Isaiah 30 verse 8. Now go, write it before them in a table and note in a book that it may be the time to come forever and ever. In Jeremiah 30 verse 2, right underneath Isaiah. Thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. There's no twist in that. In Revelation 1:11, all the way through. Revelation 1, verse 11. Saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, unto Philadelphia, unto Laodicea. 66 books in one Bible. You know, we have all 66 books, not 80, not 70, Most of those are Gnostic or just history books, not inspired by God. We have all 66 books that God gave us by inspiration combined in one book, not five in front of you, but one. It's called the Bible, King James Bible. It's the only one that's got them all. Remember that 66 original books were never contained or combined in one book. It was perfect copies of these books that were brought together. And the first 39 of these books are called the Old Testament. The last 27 are called the New Testament. Deuteronomy 17, verse 18. And it shall be, when he setteth upon the throne of his kingdom, that he shall write him a copy of this law in a book out of that which is before the priests and the Levites. So God preserved his words by having his people make faithful copies of them. They made a difference. They made a mistake. They had to burn it up and start all over completely again. Even the king of Israel had to make a copy of Moses' writing. And you know that once they finished the Bible, God's people carefully translated the words into many different languages. And the translations were so accurate that the Bibles said the same thing in each language. They were God's word in their languages. King James Bible in their languages. And God's word were precious to people. In China, sometimes they'll walk 10 miles or more just to read a couple pages that somebody smuggled in. You think they do that today in America? God's word were precious back then in the place where there's a famine of the word. But only what God wants us to know. Some things we wouldn't understand anyway, just like in those days. Can you imagine? They wrote the tribulations down. They had no idea. They just wrote what God told them to. All the prophets. Romans 15, verse 4. In Romans 15, verse 4, New Testament, for whatsoever things were written aforetime, Old Testament, were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. And that's what they want to take away from you, is that hope. Don't let them do it. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11. That's why they want to get rid of the Bible, so you won't have hope. Now all these things happen unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whose ends of the world has come, are to come. In John 20, verse 31. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. What I see here is where they call this Sanand Emmanuel, Krishna, Bodhisattva, the Prince of Peace, the Imam Mahdi is this Sananda. But they also call him Maitreya, but also they call him the Christ. Oh, that's sneaky, see, because they look in the scripture. That's how they do that. He's going to fit all those positions when he shows up. John 21, 25. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. So, family, God promised to preserve his words forever and ever. Without one single error or one missing word or letter, God always keeps his promises. Throughout the period of time after 1611, the Gutenberg made some mistakes of spelling, that's all. So there's different editions of the Bible to correct the spelling. She or he. He was a she, whatever. So I had to change that spelling. Never any revisions of the Bible. God's words are very important to him. He preserved his words in 66 books that make up the Bible. The Freemasons have a different King James Bible. And that's why the Freemasons, the first three degrees, are adamant. Because this is what they're taught. Some of them don't even know any better. The 39 books of the Old Testament were written as examples and warnings. But each book points us to the hope in God. The Old Testament gives you prophecy of a coming Messiah. Whoop, there he is. His name is Jesus, as was told to Mary. Name him Jesus. He told Joseph, man, get your butt back to your wife before I have to kick it back there. And you name him Jesus. Okay, I will. Now get moving. Yeah, that would be a movie script, wouldn't it? 27 books of the Old Testament were written to bring us to trust in Jesus Christ, who is the God, the Son, and the Son of God. The Lord made sure that those were godly believers were faithful, made faithful copies and accurate translations. Has the Bible been corrupted? Yeah. But the copies from Origen in Alexandria, Egypt, not the ones from Antioch, went to the Alps and straight on into the Textus Receptus, but went on into 1604. He collected 5,000 manuscripts of different languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Latin. And all the translators, 47 of them ended up being, were fluent. There was two Jesuits that infiltrated into the 47 translators, but they were watched carefully. They didn't know there were Jesuits at that time. The Vatican tried to kill King James with a gunpowder plot. Remember that? Guy Fawkes. They couldn't do it. God protected it all the way. All the two Jesuits was able to do was to insist toward the end of the completion of it, insisted that the Apocrypha be placed in the middle as a historical connection. But then by 1885, they said, nah, this don't need to be in here. No, take it out. They took it out. Rightfully so. The Apocrypha don't belong there. Book of Enoch don't belong there. Book of Jasher don't belong there. None of them belong there. But 66 books written by 40 different authors over a period of 1,500 years, they do belong there. Well, family, Bible study. Now, that's Bible study, because it's about the Bible. So tomorrow, we'll talk about God has a purpose for his words. And we'll cover a couple other things. I want to talk about the tribulations again tomorrow on my broadcast. I think it's a hot issue today. It's probably understatement. So we'll talk about the Great Tribulation tomorrow on broadcast and some other ways the humanist. I'm getting to, you know, I just recently realized that I was talking about the Jesuits and the Freemasons and all that. Then I began to realize feminism and all that written, you know, funded by the Rockefellers and what have you, that the real enemy is humanism that encompasses all what we've talked about, all based on humanism. Because why? Mankind desires to be a god, to be exalted. That's the need that mankind has. Satan feels the need until he's done with you. Then he goes to the next step. I want to remind you all that we're played up in highportradio.net. I've explained it, talked about this many times. He broadcast our broadcast and Bible studies on his network, and we're appreciative of that. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. He's got sponsors up there in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, and use them when you have an opportunity. You can check him out on his website. My website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And so, there you go. All right, y'all. I'm going to close in prayer and reflect on what we talked about today, because the Bible is going to come into a heavy attack. Bad. As it has already. You know, on this accused Pennsylvania cop killer in Pennsylvania, well, that would be whom. There's a picture here of him with a Serbian hat, which I have a cop, have a one myself, given to me on my going away when I was in Kosovo. That's a Serbian hat. I find that very interesting that he'd be wearing a Serbian hat. Also find it interesting that the Hardin, Montana, back in 2010, the American Police Force contractors took over a sheriff's department in Hardin, Montana. They used the Serbian logo. There were Serbs. I find this very interesting. This is another indicator. Curious. Let's close in prayer, and we shall see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Lord, thank you tonight for this Bible study. Father, will your protective spirit, Lord, the Holy Spirit, Father, we call upon you with the blood of Jesus around us. Lord, we call for healing of our family members, friends we've talked about in the past, that a healing will happen. Father, to lead us tomorrow, protect us tonight, and Lord, to guide us with your discernment and wisdom. And Father, our studies will continue until the time that we come to use the divine appointments, or when the end times finally become public, that Lord, you'll use us in mighty ways. To guide us along, Father, your protective spirit, show us the path that we can show others. These things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, family, thank you all for coming by. And I'm just going to play one of my little favorite ones here that we shut out. I usually have a closing, some song.
I pray for his disciples, lest they wind up in hell. And I'm sure that old Mohammed thought he knew the way. But it won't be Hare Krishna. We stand before on the judgment day. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not river. I don't hate anybody, so please don't take me wrong. But there really is a message in this simple song. You see, there's only one way, Jesus. If eternal life is your goal, in meditation of the mind, it won't save your soul. No, it won't be old Buddha that's sitting on the throne. And it won't be old Muhammad that's calling us home. And it won't be Hare Krishna that plays that trumpet tune. And we're going to see the sun, not river.
Well, you can call yourself a Baptist and not be born again, a Presbyterian or a Methodist, and still die in your sin. You can't even be charismatic, shout and dance and jump a pew. But if you hate your brother, you won't be one of the chosen few. Cause it won't be a Baptist that's sitting on the throne. Methodist that's calling us home. And it won't be a charismatic that plays that trumpet tune. Let's all just live for Jesus, because he's coming.